Hi, this is Sharon Lecter again. Recognizing a sales pitch from Good Investment Advice is the subject of the first section of this audiobook because it is a huge distinction that successful investors must learn. Is the advice you are paying for the best advice for you and your investments, or is the advice the best advice to generate more fees for your advisors? The salesman's goal is to make money from you, while the advisor's goal is to make money for you. Park it or accelerate it. Most of the average investor's financial education today comes from financial institutions like banks and salespeople. They are telling the investor to invest or park their money in the following ways and hope that the market will go up and that these investments will be there for them when they are ready to retire. Savings, personal residence, mutual funds, equities, 401ks, IRAs, and SEPs. In addition, the most common answer to the question, who took my money, is the government, since most people are employees and see their largest expense, taxes, disappear from their paychecks through withholding before they get paid. Rich Dad teaches an alternative to the traditional savings and employee mentality. He teaches building or buying assets today that generate cash flow for you today, the method of professional investors. Do you feel trapped working hard for a paycheck? Is it hard to imagine having your money working hard for you? Who Took My Money will help you make the transition from saver to investor.
Ask a cattle rancher, and then ask a dairy farmer. After correcting me on my hasty leap into mutual fund investing, Rich Dad reminded me of an earlier discussion, which he had to do often, about his method of investing. He recalled a financial lesson on the difference between a cattle rancher and a dairy farmer. The Beautiful Big Island. On the Big Island of Hawaii, where I grew up, lies the Parker Ranch. While I was in high school, Parker Ranch was the largest privately owned ranch in America. When we were 16 years old, Rich Dad took his son and me to visit the ranch. The ranch was, and is today, a beautiful place to visit. The ranch encompasses tall mountains, rolling green hills, and large expanses of land that reach out to the spectacular blue waters of the Pacific Ocean, where some of the biggest marlin in the world live. On this visit to the ranch, we happened to see the cowboys herding the cattle from the feed yard to the slaughterhouse. Although Rich Dad took us away before we could see any cattle being slaughtered, we knew it was going to happen, and so did the cattle. It was an experience I never forgot. A few months later, Rich Dad took us to a dairy farm. Early in the morning, we saw the farmer herding his cows into the barn for milking. These cattle behaved very differently. The financial lesson Rich Dad wanted us to learn was that while both the cattle rancher and the dairy farmer count their cattle as assets, they treat their assets differently, and they operate via different business models. The visits to the ranch and the farm were to emphasize the very important difference between capital gains versus cash flow. Simply put, a cattle rancher can be compared to a person who invests for capital gains. A dairy farmer is more like an investor who invests for cash flow. One of the reasons so many people lose so much money investing or think that investing is risky is because they invest like ranchers. They invest to slaughter rather than to milk.